I'm a big fan of science. Yeah. And the James Webb Telescope has been sending us back absolutely breathtaking images of real space that look like they're stills from a Marvel movie. However, I got a real problem, and I'm pissed at one of the scientists working on the James Webb Telescope.
What a thing to say.
Text the word STAR, S-T-A-R, S-T-A-R, right now to 73389, because this is important that you see what I am going to tell you about.
Okay.
The closest star to our sun, and by the way, the sun is a star, just in case you didn't know. The closest star to our sun is called Proxima Centauri. We've known about it for a minute, but we've never really been able to see it that well. But the James Webb Telescope is absolutely incredible. Well, one of the scientists working on this, his name's Dr. Klein, he's French. He tweeted out a picture, and it was all in French, but it was pretty obvious he was talking about Proxima Centauri. It was the only words not in French.
Okay.
And it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What? We took a picture of Proxima Centauri, and the detail is incredible. It's stunning. And again, you can see it by texting the word STAR, S-T-A-R, to 73389, and you can see it. I have it pulled up here.
Okay,
on the,
I have it pulled up
monitors.
In front of me. It's hard. It's a little, it's like, I can't. It almost looks like something under a microscope. Like, it doesn't look like there's anything else around this. Like, honestly.
Well, space is black.
I understand that, but none of the other pictures look like this. It looks like a piece of pepperoni, if I'm being honest.
And that's exactly what it is.
What?
It's chorizo.
What?
It's a slice of chorizo. It's not a star. It's not Proxima Centauri. It's not taken with a telescope. It's a piece of chorizo, and he did it as a goof.
Okay, that's funny.
It's funny, but I'm still mad about
it. Why? Come on, scientists could have a good sense of humor.
Because when he was asked, why did you do this?
Fair question.
Yeah. His response was, well, I mean, I wanted to do some funny stuff,
okay.
But also, like, I wanted to make a statement about fake news. You know, you got to be careful about where you source your news material, and you can't believe everything that's just on the internet. You know, so you got to make sure you're getting your information from a reliable source and not somebody from that has a bias. You are the reliable source.
Yeah.
You're the scientist working on this telescope. And if you're doing
listen, I understand the original point. This is like a doctor doing this about something medical related and then being right. Like, okay, see, we don't just believe anybody. We have to believe an expert in the field. And then you look at the doctor and go, but you're the expert.
Exactly. Imagine if that doctor throws an x-ray up onto the x-ray light board and goes, you see this? You see this gray area right here? That's a tumor. That's you. That's you, and that's a tumor inside of you. It's huge. And you've got probably 5 weeks, 4 weeks left to live. And you are devastated and you're sobbing. And he goes, ha ha ha, I gotcha. That's just your lung.
Let me tell you why.
That's just your lung, okay? It's fine, but you need fake news. Let's talk about fake news. Like, that's what happened here.
And then it'd probably be like, listen, I don't know why you're so upset.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened here. So, okay, fine. Bottom line, did you get me? Yes.
You got me. You got me and you got me good.
Good goof, monsieur.
Yes.
Okay, it's fine. Chorizo on my face. I get it now. Follow up, don't do that again.
Yeah, yeah.
I expect goofs like that to come from Jimmy Kimmel.
Like, I would prefer that he even just said, like, got you. it didn't have to be this whole, like, maybe even say, like, guys, just don't believe, like, everything that you hear or see on the internet. But, I mean, like, you stupid Americans. But then to, like, wax on about it's like, all right.
I'd rather it just be a goof. If it was just
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, don't believe everything.
Don't believe everything you hear, I guess.
Even if it's coming from the last reliable source on the internet.